Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Thursday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great service department that will get it done for you with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with it all. And a service and a sales staff, rather, that is not just there for the sale, but is to make sure that you get the right car that's right for you. That's why the customers are coming back again and again. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. The day that I've been waiting for, much to the chagrin of Steve, is here. Sixers Heat Game 6. And the NFL schedule release is tonight. Before we get to that, Pens lose Game 5 last night, 5-3. And Game 6, of course, will be tomorrow in Pittsburgh. They'll look to close it out then. I thought they would close it out last night. Obviously, they lose Crosby in the second period, which was a cheap shot. I don't know why there wasn't a penalty. Especially at least a minor penalty, in my opinion, should have been a major penalty. I don't know why the NHL hasn't acted on that yet, but that was a cheap shot against Sidney Crosby, and we'll see if he gets ready for Game 6. Nothing yet officially from Mike Sullivan, who said yesterday he was just being evaluated once they got back to Pittsburgh from NYC last night. And the Pens, once again, this series has been so strange. And one of that has been a lot of the times the team that scored first or that's gotten out to a lead hasn't won the game. The Pens got out to a 2-0 lead last night. They got another good performance from Jake Guentzel with two goals. And all comes for naught as you fall short. But the Rangers, they're desperate. They're at home. Pens get a chance to close it out at home tomorrow at PPG. But now we get to the NFL schedule release. And there's been a couple of leaks so far. We know for the Steelers schedule, they'll be at the Bengals week 1, and then the Saints week 10. Home against the Saints week 10. That's all that I've seen so far for the Steelers as far as schedule releases go and leaks. For the Eagles, we actually know several games. The Eagles will be at Detroit for week 1. We already knew about Minnesota coming to the link for Monday Night Football week 2 for that doubleheader. Then the end of the season, 3 out of their last 5 are going to be on the road. They have 3 road games back to back, then 2 home games. So you'll be at the Giants week 14, at Dallas for Christmas Eve, which is a Saturday this year, and then there's Christmas games on Sunday, but 4:25 Saturday afternoon game on Christmas Eve in Dallas for the Eagles. Then they will be at the Bears in between that. So it's at Giants, at Bears, at Cowboys Christmas Eve, and then home against the Saints and Giants to finish off the season. So that's what we know so far. Other leak that I've seen, or actually it's not really a leak, I guess the NFL announced it on their own. Week 4 Sunday Night Football, rematch of Super Bowl 55, Bucks hosting the Chiefs. So that'll be fun to see week 4. Those are some of the notable games that I've seen so far. So we'll keep an eye on that, but always very exciting in my opinion. I don't care what Steve says. He's a party pooper. So is Neil Coolong. I love it. And we'll talk about a prompt show with the King today. He's going to join us to do headlines for the week at 4:35 today. And as far as the Sixers go for tonight, I think they still actually win tonight. But, I mean, I won't be surprised if they lose, first of all. But either way, I think the Heat, if they don't win tonight, they're going to win Game 7, as I said the other night. I just don't think the Sixers can beat them on the road. But I think with the home crowd behind them, you can only play anything but up after that debacle the other night in Game 5, where you practically didn't show up at all. I could see the Sixers winning tonight. But it also depends, again, too, on how's Joel Embiid's, I mean, overall injuries, but especially the back after he went up for that save for the ball to keep it in bounds in the second quarter of Game 5, and he seemed to not be himself after that. But he also got hit in the face, too, on the bad side of the face when he's got the mask on with the orbital fracture, still playing with the thumb. Maybe it could have been that, too, but he has to play better. He has to be healthier, I should say. And Doc Rivers wreck. Needs to get him the ball more early.
You're a wreck. You're a wreck.
But the date I've been waiting for is here. We know some games. I'm very happy with week one for the Eagles at Detroit. That should be a 1-0 start right there.
I thought you told me they were at Arizona.
I was wrong. It is at Detroit.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, they slaughtered Detroit last year.
Yes.
And now they got Aiden Hutchinson, and you know, and now Hurts is going to be running for his life. All right, so there you go.
Yeah, okay.
He's out there running for his life. You're going to be looking at me saying, okay.
That's the one guy Detroit has on that defense.
Monty Oyewariye, 6 picks last year.
Okay, too. Sorry, I forgot he was on the Lions last year. But he did nothing against the Eagles.
Nobody did that day.
Exactly.
Yes, it's schedule release day. That's
oh, yeah.
Really, I mean, the excitement is just, you know, I got a State College Quarterback Club board meeting tonight. Okay, so, boy, I'm going to miss some of it. I feel so bummed. No.
No good! No good! No good!
You, sir, are a party pooper, along with Neil Coolong. Both of you.
Wow, professionals in the business who look at something that's made for TV and say, so what? We're party poopers?
Yeah.
All you have to do is put out a press release and say, here are your games. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Right?
I mean, in a simple sense, yeah. Just like for draft picks, all you have to do is just go out and announce the names.
Exactly.
It's not like that anymore. That's why the NFL's king.
You notice what they did? They cut down the number of minutes.
Yeah, and I was okay with that.
Between
yes.
picks.
Yes, that they should have done.
You want to know why? Because they're like, we're dragging this out too long.
Yeah, that I'm fine with. Like, it shouldn't take 4 hours to do round one on Thursday night. Take 5 hours for round two and then take all day on Saturday. Yeah, I agree there.
Oh, now you see it my way. Oh, okay.
But it's still fun to watch. I'm still going to watch regardless.
You know how much of the draft I watched?
What, maybe a little bit of the first round and that was it?
Yes.
There you go.
And I mean a little bit. And you can tune in any time and go, okay, where are we here? Didn't even know about the A.J. Brown trade until it's like, oh, it's online. I got it. These are your people.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, there were games on that night, so I watched games. Like actual action? like take tonight. There'll actually be action going on.
I know, and I'll be watching it once I get back from my TV game tonight. But I'll be...
Now, what's your TV game tonight?
I've got Girls Lacrosse tonight, Danville
nice.
At Sealand Grove.
Nice. Great sport. Yeah, girls lacrosse, great sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I like lacrosse. I've grown to like it after doing it the last couple of years.
To be honest with you, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's like it's hockey on grass. Now, girls lacrosse, a little different. It's a little less contact.
Yeah. But the boys, certainly, yeah. But yeah, once I get home, I'll be doing the Sixers on the TV, schedule release on the computer, and we're good to go.
That's great. You're not even going to be here tomorrow. Now, we got the King today, right?
We got the King today, Sue tomorrow.
We got the King today, right?
We got the King today.
Let's just stay in the moment. Let's just stay in the moment.
And then Tony Knopf Tuesday.
Oh, we got a lot going on. Let's see here. What do we have going on? We will have tomorrow on the show Matt Leon, postmortem on the Sixers, and Mark Wogenrich talk about some college football issues. Monday, former NFL player, former Nittany Lion Nate Stupar will join us on Monday. Rob Beer Temple, Neil Coulong, right, and of course we got Tony Knopp, Cam Rogers next week. Talk about the PGA Golf Championship. We're gonna have him on Thursday. So there you go. We got a full lineup here going on. And where are you tomorrow? Why am I saddled with this problem?
I will be at my parents' boat and RV in Lake Wallenpaupack for the weekend, for my birthday weekend.
Oh, jeez. Okay. No offense. But... you want to know how many times in my life I've worked my birthday?
Well, my birthday's on a Saturday. I'm just doing an extended weekend.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I've worked on my birthday, too. I'm just taking advantage of it being on a weekend, so do it
on
a weekend.
Wow, yeah. Between you and the suit. So I can't work. I go to my birthday. I'm like, oh, my birthday, I'm working. I'll take Christmas off. Maybe I'll just start taking days off. How would you like that? What do you think?
If you want to.
Yeah, I mean, what are you guys going to do when I do that? I can't wait to hear this answer.
We got plenty of...
What do you guys get?
We got some backup plans.
No, you don't. Let's be honest here. You don't have a backup plan.
We just got to choose what we want to do, that's all. But we got some options.
Like, I can't believe he wants to sit out. What are we going to do? He just like out of nowhere said, I'm taking Friday off. Oh, God, what do we do? Backup plans. Here's your backup plan. Oh, God. Backup plan. Oh. I mean, if that's the case, you guys owe me 10 birthdays. What do you think? By the way, Kyle Lowry's not playing tonight. Hamstring is still a problem. He is out of Game 6. And Rich Strike is not going to run the Preakness, by the way. Hey, Rich Strike is not going to run the Preakness. He's going to run the Belmont. Well, if I'm out, the new host of the show is going to be Dick and Milton. Dick will come in. He will fill in for me.
You there, Steve?
I am, Dick. I just said if I'm out, you'll fill in for me.
Yeah.
I would love to do the show with Dick.
How much NBA basketball he's watched in this playoffs. I've actually watched the playoffs more than I watched during the season.
Really? That's good. That's
interesting. For no particular reason. Well, I don't watch a lot during the season, but what I wanted to bring up is, you know, the center for Milwaukee. I mean,
yeah, Giannis, yeah.
Do you think officials give him a hell of a lot of leeway inside there? I mean, he almost runs over people, knocks people down with his shoulders, literally.
Yeah, to a point.
I guess my point being is I didn't watch a lot of NBA basketball. I never realized that they allow that much. I mean, literally, he's lacrosse-blocking people in there. They look like lacrosse guys hitting people.
Yeah. If you're on your feet and not elevated, you can't get away with it. And where Giannis is able to get the advantage is that as he drives, people then leave their feet to defend him. And that's why he gets away with it. But even guys just playing close up,
he literally almost knocks him over with his shoulder.
Well, last night he set a screen last night. I mean, he got Marcus Smart pretty good.
Yeah.
He is a freight train going to the bucket. I mean, you know, have you ever watched Matt play basketball in a playground? Same thing.
Do they pretty much do that the whole season long during this? I don't watch that much during the season.
Yeah, he plays like that all the time. Now that's his deal. He does play like that all the time. He is a freight train.
Do you think they give the other guys the same benefit inside like that? No, that's my point.
Well, let's start with this. Well, of course, no, that's not what I was about to say wasn't accurate because he got cut last night, but he got cut by his own guy. I feel like LeBron does. He can freight train it. Draymond Green doesn't. So I think it depends on who you are. You know how that league operates, Dick. It's kind of like who you are. Well, he's Giannis, so he can get away with it. I feel like Joel Embiid does not get away with as much as Giannis does. How about that?
I just, as I say, I've been watching these games. I watch the Celtics. I watch Phoenix. I watch Memphis. Memphis is pretty good for a very young team.
And
Golden State, and of course Milwaukee and 76ers are for Matt. They're not bad. I mean, they're not going to win it. But losing that first two games didn't help them.
No, of course not. And that's, you know, this is all a product of, you know, him being out plus record because Miami earned the first overall seed.
And
that's the bottom line. You have to figure out a way to win on somebody else's court. So let's take the Celtics and Milwaukee. All right, so the Celtics won the first one, okay? And then Milwaukee won game two. You're like, okay. Well, then they go to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's in great shape. And Milwaukee wins game three. But then the Celtics win game four. They're in great shape. They're back home. Then they lose last night.
They blew a big lead there at the end again.
Oh, they have 14-point lead with 10 minutes to play. And you know, that's one of those where, yes, Milwaukee won, but the Celtics in a lot of ways lost. And so you got to figure out a way to win on somebody else's court. You got to be able to keep your home court. Let's give Memphis credit on their home court last night where they could have been eliminated. They played great without Ja Morant. And he is a fun player to watch. There are a lot of fun players to watch. Giannis, in some ways, is fun to watch. That's, you know, if you enjoy locomotives, he's your guy.
He can shoot the basketball.
Oh, he does
have a touch around the basket.
Oh, and he's made himself, I mean, Dick, into a really good player. When he came into the league, he was very nondescript, and he made himself into a great player.
The only thing that surprised me, I thought Boston would be pretty decent, but the other thing that really surprised me was I thought Phoenix, with their record, was almost unbeatable, but they are beat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's because Dallas has done something that I really like, and that is they're playing, quote, bully ball with Chris Paul. In other words, Chris Paul likes to bully some people the way he plays, and I mean this as a compliment, not as a negative. And right. what they're doing is they're making him defend against bully ball, and it's getting him out of whack, and that's how Dallas has been able to keep themselves in the series.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's the most NBA I've watched in a long time. It's interesting.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Did you come up with any answers? If I say I'm out tomorrow, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we do a best of.
And who would put that together?
I would. Well, if I were off tomorrow, then in this case, it'd be the suit.
He ain't going to do it. That means work.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So, Doug Birdsong texts me about the backup plan, and he says he's got it all suit all the time. Now, unfortunately, that plan, like the NFL schedule, leaked out. And we currently have a series of protesters all over my street. So I don't know. It's you know. I
mean, this is the plan. My almighty!
This is the plan you guys came up with? Really? My goodness, I feel like I'm in the Supreme Court. I got so many people outside. All right, so. Okay.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a fabulous service department that takes care of everything, routine, inspections, diagnostics, you name it, they'll take care of it. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Sidney Crosby being looked at for a concussion after the hit he took in the Ranger game last night, and it is questionable as to whether he plays tomorrow night. So he's being evaluated for a concussion on that. Tonight, no Kyle Lowry. He will not play when the Heat take on the Sixers in Philadelphia. This is the definition in the truest form of a must-win for Philadelphia, and that is tonight. Cam Talbot is going to start over Marc-Andre Fleury when the Wild take on the St. Louis Blues, and that Game 6 will be at St. Louis. Robinson Cano DFA'd by the Mets. He's going to the Padres. Jared Stidham has been traded by the Patriots to the Raiders to be their backup quarterback. And let's see, what else do we have? The Celtics, I mean, literally, yes, the Bucks won, but in a lot of ways the Celtics lost last night. And Milwaukee, the defending champs, up 3-2 with another great effort on their part. Let's see. And let's see. And Maria Taylor has been named the new host of Football Night in America, because Mike Tirico is going to the Sunday Night Football booth. Have you ever watched that show?
Every Sunday night, I am watching that show. It is a great, great show.
Rarely have watched it. Okay.
I mean,
well, no, I mean, I don't watch pregame shows. I know they do a lot of highlights. But
yeah, that's why I watch, because I like to see the highlights of the rest of the games.
I already know one. I know I'm a party pooper. Right, now let's get to, let's see, the schedule releases tonight. What time does that start?
8 o'clock on NFL Network.
8 o'clock? Okay. It's only NFL Network tonight? It's not the... Oh, you know what? Because ESPN has, what, playoff of some sort tonight.
Yeah, ESPN actually has the Sixers tonight, and then they have whoever the late game is tonight. Phoenix and Dallas, I think.
Yes, it is Phoenix-Dallas. All right. So they will have 8 o'clock tonight, NFL Network. They've got international games. Arizona and San Francisco will be in Mexico City. Seattle, Tampa Bay is going to be in Munich. And Jacksonville is going to play some games in Jacksonville this year. Okay. So, good. Now let's get to this. And this is actually important as opposed to the frivolous stuff I just talked about. Because the schedule release is just frivolous. That's just a made-for-TV, who cares? But people are interested in it, and I totally get it. All right. Gary Barta is the athletic director at Iowa. Sorry, Matt, we're going to get serious here. So, you know, the stuff you want to talk about, we're not going to talk about. Okay? So we're actually going to do, like, actual sports here. Okay? And... He was on the Fight for Iowa podcast. He is proposing to get control over name, image, and likeness. Of bringing back that you have to sit out a year if you transfer. His theory is a booster is not going to offer a student athlete a big sum of money if they know that they're going to a university and have to sit out a year. At the same time, once the student is there, they can put together a name, image, and likeness package that they can benefit from. The Big Ten is going to have meetings in Rosemont Monday and Tuesday. And we'll see if this has any traction. Would it be challenged? You know darn well it would be challenged in court almost right away. Barta, though, does make an interesting argument on it. And here's the argument he makes. He says, several years ago, we as an NCAA made a commitment that when a student athlete signs a scholarship agreement with us, we must honor that scholarship agreement for 4 years. If they don't pan out athletically the way we thought, as long as they work, don't break the rules, stay academically eligible, we have to guarantee that four-year scholarship. One of my partial solutions is that once a student athlete signs that scholarship agreement, he or she is now committed to the University of Iowa. We will allow them to transfer. They just have to sit out a year. That's my answer to holding some sort of accountability, so it goes both ways. Interesting. Because Iowa was indirectly involved with one of the moments where, again, the NCAA, one of the big problems they've had is they got to a point, Matt, where they were overstepping. As much as you love EA Sports and the suit loves EA Sports, I got it. Completely get it. because a lot of people love it, and it sounds like the game is coming back about a year from now. All right. But the NCAA overstepped on that. The people who put the graphics together on that are geniuses. They really are. And when you see that, it looks just like them. You know, and number 7 is going to throw the ball. Like, well, that kind of looks like C.J. Stroud, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. But they overstepped. You know, they're taking the money in, but it's not going to the people who are in the game. All right. It should be pointed out that I would, you know, like a couple times I'd be going through the players' lounge, and a couple of the players like, hey, check it out, Mr. Jones, I'm in the game. Like, they're all happy they were in the game. They had no idea they should be getting money for it. This is, what, 15, 16, 17 years ago, something like that. All right, so they overstepped. Well, here's another one where they overstepped. Jared Udoff was a basketball player at Wisconsin. He sat out his freshman year. He's being redshirted. He decided at the end of his redshirt year, he says, you know what? I don't want to play here. I want to transfer. Bo Ryan was the coach at Wisconsin at the time. Bo put together a list of 28 schools he was not allowed to transfer to. 28. So here are the, you know, 13 happen to be the Big Ten schools. Ding, 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 ding. Okay? Can't transfer to them. And he also was not going to sign off and allow him to transfer to any ACC school. Why? Because Wisconsin would be playing in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and that's the reason why. That's the reason why? Really? You're kidding me. Again, this is where you're overstepping. Here's a list you can't transfer to. That's overstepping. That drew with it the ire, and we brought it up on this show. We said it at the time, brought it up on this show. We said it was disgusting. In the end, with all the negative publicity nationally, Udoff did transfer. Oh, and by the way, he transferred in the Big Ten, and he went to Iowa. Okay? I do not recall if Jared Udoff sat out a year. I don't recall if he did or not. But this is at least an interesting idea that would be challenged. And the argument that Barta and others would make would be, hey, look, they're on a four-year scholarship. I mean, this is, you know, we're trying to uphold our end, but if they want to transfer away from the four-year scholarship, they have to sit out a year. That would put probably the brakes on, hey, I'm going to go from Kansas State to Miami, and I'm getting $800,000, $400,000 this year, $400,000 next year, and a car. Well, you'd have to ask John Ruiz of LifeWallet whether he'd make that same arrangement with said transfer if that guard had to sit out a year. It's an interesting. And again, this would be challenged in court. There's no question. But the argument would be about the four-year scholarships. That would be the argument. Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to talk about serious sports. You want to get back to the schedule release? That's really cool tonight.
No, this is really interesting. And I think it's
needed. I'm glad you approved. You think about it when you're on the boat tomorrow.
I will. This is absolutely needed. I think this is the only way to slow all this down when it comes to NIL.
Well, it's a way to do it. I don't mind for one second a student athlete at a university getting money. You know, say for example, you know, we have obviously great sponsors here. Say for example, one of the Penn State football players and they wanted him to be a spokesperson. Great. I'm all for it. Go for it. They earn that. Why not? That's great. You know, you TikTok. I know you're big on TikTok.
Oh, my almighty!
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley.
In fact, I mentioned TikTok to the suit, and he looked at the clock. I'm like, he really scares me. All right, that's...
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
What are we doing here? But, you know, there's a Penn State gymnast that's on TikTok who's making incredible money off of it, to be honest with you. He's got more TikTok followers on campus than anybody. And I think one of the walk-on basketball players, Ishan Jigiasi, he's like number two in TikTok followers. He's a walk-on, but he's, you know. And I'm trying to think what the bath salts or something like that's one of his sponsors or whatever it is. But, you know, that's what, you know, if you have a chance to do that, that's great. But I want to talk about in the next half hour, since we've got some time, something that has bothered me about this. And it has nothing to do with the student athletes, nothing to do with the coaches, nothing to do with the administration. It has to do with the people in our business as to how they cover this. Because to me, they've taken the value of what a scholarship is and what it, you know, and the money of it, and they made it seem like it's some sort of throwaway. And it's not a throwaway. And I want to talk about that in the next half hour. You know, Matt sent me a list of topics he wanted to talk about here, like how big the boat is, how much fun the kids are going to have, that the Eagles have to play the Cowboys twice. You did. Couldn't you have at least assumed they were playing the Cowboys twice?
But I didn't know one of them would be on the road on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no, they have to play them on the road?
I knew that, but it's on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so? What about it?
No, I think it's fun.
What's Christmas Eve is
it's
a Saturday.
It's a tough game.
The Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're going to make Philadelphia play a tough game on the road? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the panic. You're all happy they're playing Detroit. But then we got to play Dallas on the road on Christmas Eve. What, are you going to delay opening gifts? What?
No. No, I was hoping it would be Christmas Eve, actually. But I still think it's a tough game for the team. But for me personally, I think it's going to be fun.
Almost everybody's playing on Christmas Eve. Hey, they've got two games on Christmas Day?
I think it's three total, but yeah.
Which is a Sunday this year.
Correct.
Everybody else is playing Christmas Eve. So you're just lumped in with everybody else.
I know.
What? Oh. Okay. Remember when the suit hosted this show?
Yes.
And remember what I told him all the time when he'd go down these pathways? I said, you think too much. All right. Matt, stop thinking. It's okay. All right. Stop thinking. Don't think too much. Okay? All right. All right. Little Luke, little Mark running around with their, you know, brand new cowboy gear.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
What do you mean? I already bought it for them. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Actually, somebody said to me that Rich Stryker is not going to run the Preakness. He said, based on the horse's running style, the turns are probably too tight. I'm like going, what? You know, if you lay the track down of Churchill Downs over Pimlico, it's the same. The difference is the width of the track at Pimlico is not as wide as Churchill Downs.